All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you're back for the installment this week. And pray it motivates you and carries you through these next 7 days with a little bit of mission and a momentary glimpse at something that you can give life to in making an impact around you. I want to start with a quote from Alexander Graham Bell, and the quote is this: "Sometimes we stare so long at a door that is closing that we see too late the one that is opening. Sometimes we stare so long at a door that is closing that we see too late the one that is opening." I think that's true. Another quote: "Your tears come easy when you're young and beginning the world. Your tears come easy when you're old and leaving it." And so trust and obey, for there's no other way. And part of trusting God is reveling in the wonder of how our body is made, how it works, and how long it lasts. One of my favorite meditations is to marinate my mind in the mystery of how a single cell can give rise to a human being with 2 to 3 million sweat glands, 7 billion capillaries, 25 trillion red blood cells, 60 trillion cells, 5 million hairs on the body, take a minus, plus, or few, depending on you, and 170,000 hairs on the head if you're a redhead, 185,000 if you're blonde, and 200,000 if you're brunette or black-haired. Are you overwhelmed? Those are amazing stats. Rewind, listen to it again. Well, how long our genetic whirlpool will allow all these cells to talk to each other and work together is anyone's guess and God's great surprise. One day a particular system will break down. One day an organism will lose the struggle against a competing organism. Disease has functions as well as causes. The germ wins, the body dies. For the disciples of Jesus, death has meaning for the body, but not for the soul. The soul lives forever. Death, that old snake skin, writes poet Irene Zimmerman, lies discarded at the garden gate. The other day, my kids brought to me the skin of a snake from our yard that was shed there. And sure enough, it had the mark on the skin last year from where, when they had grabbed the snake, it had been rubbed up against this metal door. That scar still there on the skin that snake had now shed. So what is death like? The best answer I've ever encountered came via popular culture. When a dying character in a popular TV program asked someone what death was like, that person gave a reply that keeps ringing doorbells to eternity in every cell of my body, mind, and spirit. The respondent said, "Death is like when you're a child and you get sick and feverish. You go to bed at night sweating, shivering, feeling wretched enough to die. The next morning you awake, your fever is broken, and you're feeling much better. You feel secure, snug, and strong. And suddenly you realize why. Because you're now in your parents' bed. In the middle of the night, someone came to bring you home." All right, you can't turn back the clock, but you can wind it up again. May you be blessed. Eat your M&Ms, focus in, have a great Motivational Monday. Until next time, here on M&M, be blessed.